and you'd say, and if I said, have you done that yet? You'd say, yes, I have already
done that.
But talking about dragging the log.
Well, I'd say I already dragged the log to the, out there to have it sawed up.
All right. And what kind of, in the springtime on the farm, what do you use to break the ground?
Plow.
And are there different kinds of plows?
Yeah, there's old Oliver plows.
What's an Oliver plow?
That's a big old metal buster, what I call, big plows on it. That's taking a mule to pull it.
Oh, yes. Well, is there a small one that didn't take a mule to pull?
Well, they was just, they could change plows on them, you know.
Well, after you've done your first plowing, what's the thing you use to break it up even more?
Well, you cut it and cut it up good, and then you take it and lay it off and lay it in the rows where you can plant it.
Well, after you plow it, do you ever use a harrow?
Some does, where there's grass it's hard to get up.
So what would you use there?
A harrow to get up that grass, the roots of that grass, so you could bed it up like it ought to be implanted.
And if you had the wagon, yeah, what's the thing that you put the wheels onto? They're attached to the
spindle. That's what we always call them, the spindle on the cross bar.
Is that the thing that runs between them?
Yeah, that's what the body sits on.
Would you ever call it anything else?
Well, I never did, and we all just called it that. I don't know what.
What's an axle?
Well, that goes along with it. Some of them call it axle all the time.
But you call it a...
Well, you got to call it where to spin, for the wheel to spin and
so
turn.
So you call it a spindle?
And turn, you had to keep them greased for that.
Oh, it's I just turned it out. Let's try it out and see if it's recording now.
All right.
Now, what were you saying about going to the hospital?
I said I was in there 2 months, and I fell right there in that floor. Not a thing in the world caused me to fall.
That's terrible.
Broke 2 pelvis bones, and I had to lie there for flat on my back for it to grow back. And that's what they said caused me to have them blood clots. My blood was the type that wanted to clot anyhow. It wasn't neither high nor low. It just a certain way, and it was just a rare type of blood to clot. It clotted so then that clotted twice in my right side and in my leg, and that leg will turn black now, just as black as looking as that.
Is that staying
there? Mm-hmm. That bottom there, yeah, that looks, you can take it down, it looks like my foot's dirty.
Ah, what makes it turn like that?
They say it's that blood don't circulate down in there. See, it hit right there, place about like that. That leg swelled up to it, was just bigger up. And so that's what I have to go and take blood and take my blood test.
So that sort of limit what you can do then?
Yeah, that's a limit of what I can do. He first told me when I come out that I'd never be able to stay by myself more, but the Lord told me so. Only a little bit at the time.
Yes, sir.
And so I just have to sit down and have this leg up to rest, you know.
So that must sort of tie you down there some.
It ties me down some, but I just don't try to do too much like I used to. I have worked, picked 200 pound of cotton a day and laid on hands.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know that.
Have you ever picked any cotton?
Yes, ma'am. I've picked cotton just not to pick a lot of, just a few little pieces.
Mm-hmm. I was raised to pick cotton. And when we quit farming, just before we quit farming, me and my husband gathered about 5 bales, and we didn't hire anybody.